Welcome to the Team Management Systems podcast, focusing on presenting the models and concepts.
No matter how it's done and what their motive, the understanding of the wheel becomes paramount at some point, because they have to place their own preference in the context of other people's preference that they're going to be working with.
You can design a company from scratch. We virtually build a company in the group by making some assumptions about a new company, giving them some data on which to run this new company, and then perhaps starting at the innovation stage on the wheel, we will say, right, let's innovate this company. And then get them to think through all the various activities to build a company from scratch. Now, if you're running any organization, that's exactly what you have to do. You have an idea. You have something that might work. You don't know about it. You haven't thought about funding it. You haven't thought about whether there's a market for it. And I tend to take people through that complete cycle of events on getting them to think through very precisely what that type of work activities, those eight types of work activities, what it means to them and how it relates to the formation, the development of a business.
I don't want to bore them. I don't want to give them too much information. So I try and elicit the information from them rather than lecture them. And I give them a project. I ask them about a project which is relevant to their organisation, and say, if you were a working party, what functions need to be fulfilled in order to be successful in bringing about this project?
Having identified that one of the elements in a team is balanced roles, I then simply say to people, just take a piece of paper and write down six key words about yourself in the world of work. Not outside work, world of work. Just six key words, whatever they may be. Then I say, just write down also the bullet points, the key points of your job now. Thirdly, the parts you enjoy, and the parts of your job you don't like, people you get on with in work, and the people you don't get on with. So that is a little pen picture of that person, their own perception in the world of work. I then say, fine, you've identified your job. You've identified parts of your job you like and you don't like. So you've introduced the concept of preference as opposed to skill.
I would split them up into the syndicate group of extrovert and introvert, and I never miss out this exercise, because I think it's one of the fundamentals of team building. The results I get back almost always are the same. One, the extrovert group always writes more. Two, they take longer. And three, both groups tend to have many more negative things to say about the other one than positive. And that actually brings out the importance of the fact that our first inclination is to be irritated with people who work in a different way to us. But in reality, if we think about it, we know we need people who perform in a different way because we aren't perfect. And that the whole purpose of the course is to encourage respect for people's diversity. And once you've got that message through right at the beginning of the course, I think it helps, because I bring it up again and again and again all the way through. And then I quickly go through the remaining three preferences, bring out the team management wheel. It's trying to get them to understand it so they know, when they get the profile, they understand other people's profiles too.
It's not enough to just state what they are. It's a question of them internalizing it with examples of real people's behavior. And that's critical on each one of those measures. When you've got a full understanding there, you can then move on to the next part of the process, which is then the integration of the types of work wheel with the measures. And the way you do that is with the 16-fold model, showing precisely and in detail how the whole process was built up.
And having got that far, then people are ready to receive their own profile with a degree of understanding which I think is necessary to give them confidence in what it says.
You've been listening to Phil Hampton, Alan Barrett, Shauna Hall and Jeff Christiansen in a podcast from Team Management Systems. For further information, please visit our website, tmsworldwide.com.